Now, I've got my trusted rucksack with me this morning. Does anybody want to find out what's inside? What did you say? A couple of smelly walking shoes. They're too big to go in here, but yes, I probably got them at home. I've got one thing here that somebody here gave to me. Llanacwm. It's an Ordnance Survey map, and it's even got written on it, Sam's map. Isn't that impressive? Did you know that you can get personal maps for people? Llanacwm is one of my favorite places. Now, what do I need a map for, Tanoa? Why would I need a map? Do you know why you need a map? So why do you need a sat-nav? I have a sat-nav as well. Her name's Marge. And she gets really cross with me because she says, at the next possible opportunity, turn round. Why do I need a map? What do you use the sat-nav for? Ah. It's to help me find my way, that's right. And this is, right in the center of this map is a place called Llanacwm, where I stay quite often. And it's a beautiful spot overlooking the Brecon Beacons, and this is my walking map. So one thing I've got in there. Now, what else have I got? Oh, another. It's a book. They used to be a lot bigger than this, didn't they? Does anybody know what this book's for? Do you know what this book's for? They used to be really thick. They used to have competitions where you could tear them. I might be able to tear this, I don't know. I'm not strong enough even to tear this one. What do you think I use this one for? Do you have any idea what this book's for? It's called Yellow Pages, simply because the pages are yellow. Anybody have any idea? Do you have any idea what this one's for? Do you want to have a look? Car insurance? I'm sure I could find car insurance if you want car insurance. Do you need car insurance? Sorted. So you might go in here for car insurance, but you might also go onto the internet, might you, and look on a website where they compare them all. But it's if I wanted anybody, really, so drainage consultants, double glazing installers, dentists, doctors. I was wondering if I was looking for a church if I looked in here, but it doesn't have any churches in here. But I remember years ago, some of the big yellow pages used to have the church's names in. And sometimes it used to say at the bottom, see religious organizations. And you used to go to religious organizations, and it was between rehabilitation and relocation, which I thought was great. So if I'm looking for somebody, if I've got a leak at home and I need a plumber to come round, I might use that. Oh, now this is a scary book for adults. They stopped publishing it at one time, but they do publish it again now. Does anybody have any idea what the scary book is? It's the Argos catalogue. It's that bit at the back with all the toys in, you know? When I was little, it was, I want that, want that, want that, want that, want that, want that. Except now they've shrunk it so small now I can't even see. I need my glasses. They stopped producing these catalogues, I believe. You could only see them in store at one time, but now they bought them back. They need them again. So what do I use this for?
Find things you want to buy.
Sorry?
Find things you want.
Yes, stuff. Sorry?
Buy toys.
Buy toys. Christmas is coming. Birthday. Best month for a birthday. High five. All the best people are born in September. So if I was looking for something, then I might look in there. Right, what have I got here? What's this? This is my latest female friend, Alexa. And she moved in with me not long ago. And it's very interesting to ask her all sorts of things. So I said to her this morning, where's the nearest church? And she said, the most popular churches in your area are St. Edmund's, the Gospel Hall, St. Mary's, and Calm Baptist Church. If you wish to know more, please go to the Alexa app. So I could ask all sorts of questions here. The other day I asked her if she would marry me. I did. And her response was, I promised myself I would not get married until Mars is colonized. I think that was a no. So if I want to find out what the weather's going to be or what the latest news headlines are, Alexa will answer for me. If I want to play a game, she says, which game would you like to play? And you tell her which game you want to play, and then you can play a game with her. Do dinosaurs have ears? And what does she say? I asked her if she believed in God this morning, and she said, lots of people believe in different forms of religion, or something along those lines. And then one final book. Now, I had a young man from Marden Vale School once, who was in the supermarket, he bumped into me, and he knew me because I did the assemblies. And he said hello to me, and his mother looked very surprised that he was saying hello to this man. And he looked at me and he said, ah, you're the man with the gold round the edge of your book. So what's this? Bible. You should know things. Your mum works for the Bible Society, really, shouldn't you? Otherwise, she'd be failing in her job. So why would I have a Bible? Yes. So if I want to read the stories of the Bible, I can, yes. And it's if I want to find some kind of direction in life, I can read my Bible and it helps me to find that direction. And I can read the stories and the teachings of Jesus and of all God's people and how they followed God and how I might follow him too. So I'd want to encourage you. Maybe you don't want to read it like this. Maybe there are stories from the Bible that are written especially for children and maybe easier for you to understand. But all of you, I want to encourage you to read this because we live in a generation where less and less people are reading their Bibles, even those who go to church. And so become familiar with the stories in this book because they have the power through God's Spirit to transform your life and mine. Alexa. We'll put you back in the bag. I'll speak to you later.